on the morning show. And now it's courtesy of Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy Find New Roads, and Southwest Tech and Fenimore. This is where you belong. It is 46 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stopping by at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Sandbagging, boarding up homes, stocking up on water and non-perishable food. That's what folks who've decided to stick it out in Tallahassee, Florida, ahead of Hurricane Helene are doing. For those like Frank Pinky, however, who've decided to evacuate.
I hope when we come back, our house is still the same as it was as we left it. But not really nervous. Just being cautious of what's going on around us.
The storm is expected to make landfall this evening, possibly as a Category 4 hurricane. History made in New York.
A federal grand jury handing up an indictment against New York Mayor Eric Adams, the first sitting mayor in the city's history to be charged with a crime. The charges remain sealed, but Adams is already calling them entirely false and proclaiming his innocence.
NBC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky here in Manhattan. The United States and its allies calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah as Israel threatens a ground invasion. This is ABC News. Fresh tensions in the Taiwan Strait. Japan, now the latest country to send a warship through the waterway. The destroyer, the first modern Japanese ship to navigate the strait, heading for military exercises on the South China Sea. Another death connected to the listeria outbreak blamed on bad deli meat.
The CDC reports a 10th person has died in connection with the Boar's Head deli meat recall. The CDC now saying at least 59 people in 19 states have been sickened by the bacteria. The company has permanently discontinued liverwurst production and has closed the Virginia plant where it was made. Other varieties of sausage, ham products, and bologna were also recalled.
At CBC's Andrea Fuji, Boar's Head is now facing several lawsuits. And some really, really old cheese found in China. Archaeologists found chunks of cheese laid out like a necklace with a mummy that was buried more than 1,000 years ago. The cheese, well preserved by the dry conditions. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, the high around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 50. Sunshine to partly cloudy and warm. Friday, a high of 80. Also, Saturday, 78. And Sunday, partly sunny and 78 degrees. At the WRCO studios, after a midnight reading of 59, we're at 46 degrees.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
6 minutes after 7, it is time to give you this hour's word to text in and be a part of Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. Here is this hour's word, seat. S-E-A-T, seat, is the word to text in this hour. You have until 8 o'clock to do so to be in the running and be eligible for either $100 cash or gold jewelry or the grand prize of some green and gold club-level tickets as well. So do that. If you haven't done so, download the Civic Media app and find your station, WRCO Radio. And again, text the word SEAT this hour. Have a great Thursday. Here's Cole Swindon.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me in Heads, Carolina. Country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her.
Some things to celebrate today. It is National Key Lime Pie Day. That's something worth celebrating. Also in the food department, it's National Better Breakfast Day and National Dumpling Day as well. Lumberjack Day, and it is Johnny Appleseed Day as well. We remember reading the story of Johnny Appleseed back in school. I do. So some things to celebrate today. It's 11 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. A little sunshine to celebrate today as well, and we're at 46 degrees.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow jam. She said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I've got the trailer back, a black heart and a pretty red neck.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, worship the ground you walk on. I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow. I try to find you. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll blow the Golden Gate in green. I got some.
And some oceanfront property. What a great week. Very, very summer-like for everybody's homecoming that's celebrating this week. Probably one of the warmer homecomings, I would say. We have some info to get you in the know with some birthdays and anniversaries a little later on. And the legend of Pea Ridge is coming up as well today.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Get ready for a weekend of vintage fun at the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds, October 4th through the 6th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Enjoy free admission and plenty of activities for the entire family. Savor delicious food from the 4-H. Grab breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, and don't miss the famous HCCP pie stand. There's a special youth exhibit for those under 16, a silent auction, and the FFA tractor raffle. Friday kicks off with a truck drive at 9 a.m. Saturday features a tractor and ATV drive, threshing at 12:30, a pedal pull, and 4 p.m. parade. Wrap up the weekend with a hearty breakfast in Cowboy Church on Sunday morning, followed by more threshing at 12:30. Join them for a weekend of trucks, tractors, and tradition at the Richland County Fairgrounds, October 4th through the 6th.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
The Rich
Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The five-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
How you doing?
My chair's squeaky, Philip.
Oh, yeah, blame it on the chair.
How are you doing this morning,
hey,
buddy?
Not bad, man.
Did you have a good night off last night?
Oh, yes, yes.
It was absolutely. Wednesday?
It was Wednesday. Got caught up on a couple of Hallmark movies.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you finish them or start them?
I'm starting them.
Oh, boy. You always finish them later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you always finish them later.
I've seen the first 15 minutes of a lot of movies over the years. And sometimes they're really good. I really want to watch them, but it just, it doesn't work.
You sound like Hank then, right, when he's working.
Right. And so then I hearken back to the days when my dear mother would be dozing in front of the TV and we'd say something about it. And she'd be like, I get more work done before you guys get out of bed. Leave me alone.
She probably did.
I know she did.
She probably did. Well, except for us here. I mean, we put our nose to the grindstone.
Right, exactly.
Our nose to the microphone.
Yes.
You do, yes.
Something like that.
You put a lot of hours in, Phil. Very much appreciated, though.
This is not work.
No. I'm very blessed to have the job I am.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm very blessed. So I'm very blessed to work with the people that I do, besides you and Joanne.
Well,
Tim and Phil.
Absolutely.
And Bo. So, but anyway, and for, very, very blessed to work with the people besides those. And then just the people that we meet every day. How great is it from where I went, from a prison, you know, which you meet people there.
Yep.
That you have to watch your back from.
Specify now, you were working there.
Yeah, working there, yep, yes, right. Yes. And come to a place like this where you can meet great people and all around the community. So, very blessed.
Every day, absolutely.
Every day. So, you know, there is times that, you know, when people walk in the door, they go, oh, what did you do before radio? I said, oh, I was in prison.
Yeah, you were.
I'll never forget. I can't remember. Ron Fruit introduced me to somebody, and she looked at me. She goes, well, what did you do? I said, well, I was in prison. Ron is always forgiven and given second chances.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go.
I'll never forget that.
You get the, oh, you're
yes,
Henry.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't know exactly what they're thinking, what they expect.
Exactly.
Could have been expecting you to be 6'8" or something. You
know? Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. Or
5'2".
5'2" and 6'8" wide.
Yeah,
like
right,
I am.
Right.
They didn't expect that.
What do you do, Hank?
What do you do, buddy?
Where are you reffing tonight?
Where am I? I'm at Seneca.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll be up on the hill then.
Yeah, well, yeah. It would be windy.
Yep. We'll be at Riverdale Homecoming this week.
Yep.
And you and I will be at the River Valley School Fair
tomorrow. Yes. Come out and make fun of Phil and...
Yeah, I was thinking about I was looking at the forecast for tomorrow. You know, it'll only be 40 degrees warmer than it was a year ago.
It was cold last year.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was cold last year. We were froze.
Yeah.
So I remember, and then I think one time Ron and I went up there. It was cold and misting, you know, so you never got out of that.
Right.
But he always got out of buying me a hamburger, which you're not doing that tomorrow. They have good hamburgers.
Well, sometimes the stand isn't open yet.
Oh, it's open.
Oh, will it be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, I'll have it open for us.
All right.
So.
And caramel apples and...
Oh, I have everything.
Yeah. Lots of treats.
Yeah, lots of treats. Today's World Record Day, or according to Mr. Three Adams Lesser Hess, never. frivolous day. And, you know, that's hurtful when he says that to us.
No, I'm surprised you can say it, though. That's good. Good for you, man.
Well, it's Beethoven. I mean, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, David Rush is in the news.
Is he really?
The record breaker extraordinaire that he is. He has broken the record for throwing 28 metal chopsticks into an archery target in 1 minute. Wow.
Could you repeat that?
28 metal chopsticks into an archery target in 1 minute.
That's impressive.
So he's whipping them. Yeah. Just getting them to stick is kind of amazing. Yeah. So he had the record, and then somebody beat it with 21. So then he shattered the record. Difficult because he had to stand more than 13 feet away from the target. He had to hit the two innermost circles on the standard archery target for a hit to count. He said the new record attempt began a tough way to go with his first chopstick hitting the exact center of the bullseye, and then he was off and running. So there you go.
You can't beat that. Hey, there was this young lad in Germany. His name is Patrick Techman, also known as Patrick the Carrot.
The Carrot.
The Carrot. Most giant vegetables varieties cultivated in one garden from Germany has 33 different varieties of vegetables in his 200-foot garden, thus setting the world record for the most giant vegetables varieties cultivated in one garden. Now here, 33 different records he has, and here's some of them: a giant arminath.
I don't know.
Yard long bean. Longest rhubarb, the longest turnip, the longest leek, the longest parsnip, and the longest chili. This guy just goes.
And not a big space either, doesn't sound.
No, it's not. And another world record, Steve Conley cultivated a 475-pound gourd.
Wow, that's a, big one.
Yeah, you talk about hanging that up, trying to get a drink of that one, you know.
Put that on your Thanksgiving table for your Horn of Plenty and make the table fall down.
You have to, have to have the tractor holding it up.
Yeah, you would, right. I remember, do you remember ordering seeds? That was kind of one of the things that, like, our race of spring. And there was a company known as Gurney. I don't know if they're still.
Gurney, yeah, I remember.
They still may be around, I don't know. But they used to have catalogs. And my sister and I had this big, Practical Joe, we ordered, it was supposed to be this large turnip, like this amazingly large turnip. So we wanted to throw it in the place of one of my mom's plants, you know, and just when she would go, like, you know, just be amazed. That and I think all it ever grew was like a weed or something. It never grew what it was supposed to grow.
Well, it runs right in the family.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It runs right.
It's almost like if you buy one of these, you go to the store and you buy some of these goofy gifts, and it's like a mermaid.
Right.
And you're supposed to throw it in water, and then it's supposed to, like, grow to life, like size.
Right. You know?
Never does. Nope. I buy them all the time. They don't grow, but nope.
Hey, there's a big anniversary in town today, Philip.
Oh, we got quite a few of them today.
Yeah, but Julie and Ryan Karen celebrating 26 years.
26, all right.
Yeah, and she's still up and about. I mean, he hasn't broke her down yet.
No.
So,
who do you send the sympathy card to?
Exactly. I don't know. Their kids?
Yeah.
Their poor children?
Maybe.
Our State Farm, so.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 20, that's a long time.
Well, yeah. They're catching up to us.
Well, slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Prescott, Wisconsin. You know what it's known for?
Prescott, Wisconsin. I've been there. I don't recall. No.
There's a Patrick's IGA, a fourth generation, 100-year-old grocery store business in Prescott, Wisconsin, made history over a Labor Day cooking up the world's longest Budweiser beer brat.
Wow.
The event appropriately marked in Prescott, size does matter. Showcased the grilling of 152 feet 9-inch brat cooked on a makeshift charcoal grill of cinder blocks in the store parking lot. The giant sausage made in house by owner Michael Patrick and his sons Raphael and Tom set the new world record for the longest Budweiser beer brat.
That takes a lot of charcoal too.
Oh my goodness!
That long of a grill. Wow!
Yeah.
My goodness!
Just think how much beer that was soaked in.
Yeah, and that's they take a big bun too.
Yeah.
I wonder if they served it, you know.
I'm sure they did.
I presume it was fit to eat.
Yeah, the picture was, there's a bunch of people there.
Huh, interesting.
I would have had mine. I would have cut mine off. You'd, I'm sure they cut it and just had it have brats, yeah.
Chop it off
and I'm sure it's some kind of fundraiser. So.
Sure.
Absolutely. Where is Prescott, Wisconsin?
Prescott, it's up by Green Bay, I think, isn't it?
Oh, is
it?
I don't know. I honestly do not know where Prescott, Wisconsin is.
They, I know they've had some teams make state tournament over the years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Baseball, I think, has been good.
Yeah.
I just kind of know them by teams and things like that. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's, what is Prescott's mascot?
I don't know that. Bill Twining probably knows.
What about Hurley?
They used to be the Midgets, but I don't think they are anymore.
Well, they still go by the Midgets, but there are somebody else. I can't remember what they were. So yeah. That was one of the uniquest mascots in the United States.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. At one point.
And then the Ore Dockers. Somebody
the Ore Dockers, yeah.
The Ore Dockers, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. And there's some things, you know, what is a blue gold?
It's a common mascot.
What is it, though?
I don't know. You'll have to look that up, I guess. Inquiring minds want to know. You throw these, you know, when I'm behind the live microphone, I can't...
you can't come out of it.
I can't come out of it. I don't think I know.
Should I have the questions prepared for you, and that way you can come off like...
Yeah, so I can study the night before.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Tuesdays.
I might get some right, yeah. But they're Eau Claire Blue Goals, right?
Yeah. Well,
from the WEAC.
Waseca Steuben Blue Goals. Waseca Steuben Seneca.
They're the Blue Goals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And then... what else? There's another one I was wanting to ask you about because I don't know what a blue gold is. Yeah. Hey, look at that blue gold over there. That's worth something.
Well, there's some mascots that don't, you know, like Elk Mound is another team that used to make state every once in a while, and they are the Mounders.
The Mounders.
I'm not sure exactly what a Mounder is either.
I don't know. But speaking of mounds, though, did you know the largest M in the world is sitting in Platteville, Wisconsin?
Well, sure I do.
In the world now.
In the world.
In the world.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
Well, there you go. You're just a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, today, I did. But the largest M is sitting in Platteville, Wisconsin. Hmm. So if you want to go see it, it's a perfect time to see it.
I'm just strictly amazed there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So, and anyway, so a couple more world records that we don't need to know, Phil.
Oh, there's more?
I got a couple more for you. The record for the largest trick rope loop by a male was achieved by Charlie Keyes. He spun a loop around himself using 107 feet and 2 inches of rope at the Will Rogers International Wild West Expo in Claremore, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Imagine that.
No, I can't.
107 feet of lasso that goes around you. Yeah.
It's like he's all tied up.
Yeah. The largest duration spinning a basketball on the head was 18.11 seconds by I have no idea. Kiketsch of Germany.
Spinning on his head?
Spinning on his head for 18 seconds.
Must have a flat head, you know?
Kinda well, like, he does now.
Like Herman Munster.
Yeah, like Herman Munster, yes. Yes, yes.
So here it is. The blue gold is Yuli Eau Claire's mythical bird mascot.
Oh, it's a bird.
It's not a real species of bird. But their mascot's name is Blue, B-L-U, B-L-U.
Yeah. So kind of like the loon.
Yeah. Well, the loon's a real thing.
Well, you know, right? Or the dodo bird.
Dodo bird? I think that's
the last dodo. Do you ever remember that cartoon?
Yeah.
That's the last dodo bird.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, Hank.
Yeah, is that all your...
I think that's all I know today.
Anything about a basketball player in there? I thought you had a basketball
There was
player.
One more, yeah. The Turkish man with a talent for basketball trick shots earned his third Guinness record. He beat the previous record for the farthest blindfolded basket hook shot, which stood at 60 feet. So,
wow.
So now... The farthest basketball bounce shot, 98 feet 5 inches, is another one that he did. But his new blindfolded hook shot, 65 feet 7 inches away.
That's the other side of the court.
Yes, it is.
That's just. I wonder how many chances that took.
I don't know. But I just know with my eyes wide open, I can't shoot it from 15 and make it.
Or maybe 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, basketball season's around the corner, buddy.
Not far along, yeah.
Buddy, but I hope you have a great day.
All right, man.
And I will see you tomorrow on the turnaround, and then we're headed to
River Valley tomorrow.
So, and then you may even see a couple of us down at the river at the Riverdale homecoming parade.
All right.
If they accept us.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Some notes on today. This day in 1956, Elvis Presley's hometown of Tupelo, Mississippi, declared it Elvis Presley Day. West Side Story opened on Broadway in 1957. 1960, first ever debate between presidential nominees took place as Democrat John F. Kennedy and Republican Richard M. Nixon faced off before a national TV audience in Chicago. The Beverly Hillbillies debuted in 1962 and Gilligan's Island this day in 1964. Crocodile Dundee opened in theaters nationwide in 1986. Birthdays and anniversaries are next, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here we go. Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Abel Kashub and also to Nemesis Velasquez Paravomo. Have a great day today. Best birthday wishes from RC Primary School. Happy 13th to Elizabeth K. Meese from Grandma Green, Uncles Eric and Chucky, Chris and Shannon, Tim and Mariah, Colton, Callie, and Jackson, Sawyer, and Owen. Happy 13th as well. Have a great day today on your special day as well. Let's see, what else do we have? Happy birthday wishes to Briggs Maxwell. Happy 13th. Good luck tonight. Go Bulldogs. Love from Grandma Susie. To Briggs Maxwell from Willow Valley United Methodist Church as well. Have a great day today. Best wishes to Mr. Briggs. Happy wishes to John Astle up in Cazenovia from your friends in Avoca. And Andy Ringelstetter. Happy birthday, Dad. Love Tammy and Doug. Olivia Tony, enjoy your day. Love you from Grandma Jean. To Gene Tony as well, have a great day from Five Points Lutheran Church. And to Joyce Runghalt from Five Points Lutheran Church. To Joyce, hope you have a good day from a friend, Jean. To Axel Larson from Park Street Christian Church, hope you have a good day. And also wishes today to our baby girl. There you are again, Elizabeth Meese. Happy 13th from Mom, Dad, Brandon, Mallory, and Olivia. And to Elizabeth K. Meese, happy 13th to our newest teenage granddaughter, Elizabeth Meese. Lots of love and hugs from Grandpa and Grandma Meese. And happy birthday greetings going out today on the wire from the Little Willow Birthday Club to Donna Jean Berg. And also to Cindy Davis. Happy anniversary to parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, Francis and Mary Novi. Love from Karen, Dale, Adam, Bailey, Emmett, Katrina, Travis, Owen, along with Isika, and also Clayton and Jan and Mark and Jesse, Jill, Ryan, Kevin, Mike, and Angel. Have a great 65th today. Happy anniversary to Scott and Sandy King from Pat Sill today. Have a great anniversary. We have wishes today for a very special birthday girl, the Wild Woman of Woodman. That would be Sherry Bunce. From all of us at WRCO, we're fans of hers. She was recently on a Saturday night program, and the ratings were through the roof there. But anyway, we have a card from her friends. It says, get ready for a great birthday and another surprise, maybe some cake on Saturday, too. All the best from your Grant County Bunch, from Patch Grove and Places Beyond, from Donna, Sandy, and Joanne as well. Happy birthday, Sherry Bunce, from J.R. Jr. and Darcy. We will have cake on Saturday. All right. Happy anniversary, Ryan and Julie Cairns from Meme and Bop, better known as Mom and Dad Manning. To Ryan Cairns from Julie, my partner at home, work, and life in general. Have a great day today to Ryan and Julie. Congratulations. Best wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to Sophie Kramer. Happy anniversary, Ryan and Julie Cairns, and Ron and Beth Fruit celebrate today as well. Have a great day today from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy anniversary as well from all of us at WRCO on their special day, which was 2 weeks after June and I got married back in 1987. So do the math. Nice one. Congratulations. Happy anniversary to grandparents and great-grandparents Francis and Mary Novi. Love from Doug, Nicole, and the whole gang. Have a great day today. And happy anniversary from Adeline, Jace, Amelia, Nick, Bridget, Braylon, Jacob, Brianna, Jackson, and Amara. And a happy anniversary as well from Sherry and Ron Colson to Francis and Mary Novi. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Caden Shear, Jacob Grimm, Jeremy Ledbury, and Elizabeth Meese. Also to Bodie Murphy and Gunnar Ward. Happy anniversary to Justin and Janaea Hatch and Jeremy and Crystal Ledbury. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Jean Tony, also to Kevner Culver and Sophia Kramer, Elena Marie Troxel, Amanda Wallerman. Happy anniversary, Ryan and Julie Cairns, Daryl and Marie Waldsmith, and Emmeline and Jordan Brining as well.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
1,000, 1,500, 1,000, 1,500, 1,000, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker here from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253.
We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Joanne has the news coming up. Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Remember to text the word, text to win, in the Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest. And the word this hour is seat. Good luck, everyone.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats.
Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Good morning. It is a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCA News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Lots of sunshine and warm with a high of 79. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 50. And Friday, sunny to partly cloudy and warm with a high of 80. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 46 degrees.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The U.S. Federal Reserve recently made a 0.5% cut on interest rates last week. Kristen Ambus of Point Mortgage in Appleton said people were surprised that mortgage rates didn't come down with the announcement of the rate cut.
People correlate the mortgage rate with the Federal Reserve rate, and so they thought, oh my gosh, rates are going to fall by 0.5%. That did not happen. Rates were left relatively unchanged. So that's kind of the surprise to people.
She notes interest rates are not the same as mortgage rates.
The mortgage rates will follow the Federal Reserve, but it's not a direct indicator of a mortgage rate. It's a direct indicator on the rates that the banks are borrowing at. So that's coming down. But remember, the bank is going to add 2 to 3% so that they can make money. So that's where the mortgage rates are going to be.
She said the mortgage rates will start to come down, but she advises people to watch out for predatory lenders who may try to pressure you into refinancing. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, announced the new More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program to help owners of older homes make critical repairs and improvements that increase energy, efficiency, safety, and security. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program is the fourth and final program to emerge from the historic $525 million housing legislation signed into law by Governor Evers last year. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program provides low-interest loans between $5,000 and $50,000 to owners of houses more than 40 years old. Homeowners can use these loans to finance crucial structural repairs and energy efficiency updates, such as roofing, insulation, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air conditioning. Loans are available through WIDA's participating lenders. More information about the More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program is available at morelikehomeloandeal.wida.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges Wisconsinites and state visitors to think twice before giving invasive species or harmful hitchhikers a ride in their firewood this fall. Ahead of National Firewood Awareness Month in October, help the DNR prevent the spread of invasive pests and harmful insects by making smart firewood choices. Tree-killing hitchhikers often lurk on or inside firewood. These include the spongy moth, emerald ash borer, the fungus that causes oak wilt, and many other invasive insects and fungi. Your firewood choices are important, and with good practice, you can help slow the spread of these tree-killing pests and diseases. When untreated, firewood is transported away from the tree where it was harvested. Those pests and fungi can later emerge to attack trees at the new location. This can happen whether that new location is in the next town or hundreds of miles away. This fall, the risk of spreading spongy moth on firewood remains high. Although infestation rates in 2024 were not as high as the record-setting summer of 2023, many areas in the state still saw high caterpillar numbers. That means increased numbers of egg masses and an elevated risk of spreading those egg masses to less infested areas through firewood. Wisconsin has laws to help prevent the movement of spongy moth, focusing on the risk posed by firewood. A state spongy moth quarantine prohibits the movement of firewood and other products that can carry spongy moth eggs to counties on and near Wisconsin's western border or other states where the pest is not established. Uncertified firewood from more than 10 miles away is prohibited from entering state parks, state forest, or other DNR properties. The DNR's Firewood Rules and Resources webpage explains firewood regulations. County, federal, and private campgrounds may have similar firewood restrictions. If moving firewood to or through tribal properties in Wisconsin, contact the tribe and follow its policy on allowable firewood. The Don't Move Firewood website urges people to buy local, burn local. That means purchasing firewood for your camping trip on site instead of bringing it from home or picking it up along the way. To find local firewood sellers and vendors or certified firewood, visit the Firewood Scout website. It's also strongly recommended that campers leave any unused firewood behind. It's not worth bringing a pest home to infest your property. The same guidelines stand for those who use wood to heat their cabin or home. Closer is better. You don't want to put the trees on your property at risk from hitchhiking insects or fungi. However, firewood that has been treatment certified by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is safe and legal to take anywhere in the state. A longtime frozen food delivery service will shut down its operations in Wisconsin. Cygnus Home Service let the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development know that in November, it will close 8 facilities around the state for Yellow, formerly known as Schwann's Home Delivery. A total of 79 workers will be laid off due to the closures. The company cited pandemic-driven staffing shortages and supply chain disruptions as reasons for the closures. Schwann's began its home delivery business in 1952. A woman who made herself so at home in an apparent stranger's house in Wisconsin that she prepared a shrimp and pasta dinner has been arrested for burglary. Madison police say the person who lives at the house arrived home late Tuesday night to find the lights on and someone inside. The woman was casually walking around inside when officers showed up and ordered her to come to the door. Police said in a report that she told officers that she had permission to be in the house from the resident. She even gave police the resident's name, but officers believe she got that information after going through mail at the home. A study by the Better Business Bureau shows investment scams are on the rise once again. Wisconsin BBB spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says those scams have overtaken online shopping scams in complaints filed. Schiller says victims can lose large sums of money because they're hoping to win big. Anyone trying to offer you a fantastic chance to get in on a new business or new sure thing for your portfolio is likely trying to scam you. If it sounds too good to be true, as ever, it usually is. Nominations are being accepted for the 41st Annual Virginia Heart Special Recognition Award, sponsored by Wisconsin Women in Government. The award recognizes the contribution and achievements of women in the Wisconsin state government. Virginia Heart was Wisconsin's first woman to hold the cabinet secretary position, serving as secretary of the Department of Regulation and Licensing, chairperson of the Department of Industry, Labor, and Human Relations, and chairperson of the Labor and Industry Review Commission. foundation. Following her retirement, Ms. Hart's friends and colleagues established a fund in 1983 to annually recognize a woman's contributions to state government. The Virginia Hart Award recognizes women in state service who share the following qualities: esteem from peers, acceptance of responsibility beyond the limits of the nominee's job description, sustained an extraordinary achievement of assigned task, performance recognition from clients, community service, self-improvement, and overcoming hardships to performance. All women employed in state government are eligible, and anyone can make a nomination. Nominations must be submitted by September 27th to Hart Recognition Committee, Attention Laurice Lincoln, by email at laurice.lincoln@wisconsin.gov. The winner will receive a reward stipend from the Virginia Hart Fund of the Wisconsin Women in Government Council and will be honored during the awards ceremony at the state capitol on December 6th.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Today is Thursday, September 26th. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to the Grace Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsborough, died September 17th at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery, rural Hillsborough. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 5 to 8 and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsborough. Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley, died Tuesday at Pines Independent Living in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Killian's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center, died September 15th at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held Saturday at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Saturday from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a Grace. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter B. Regneri, age 81. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died Saturday. A memorial service will be held Saturday, November 30th at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, November 30th from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. A private graveside service will be held at a later date. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is serving the family of Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.